on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal County Council has formally passed its three-year capital programme after a lengthy afternoon of deliberations. Meanwhile, Jonah Kelly has been officially co-opted onto Donegal County Council. Letterkenny University Hospital has one of the lowest rates in meeting ambulance turnaround time targets in the country. And the vehicle belonging to a 42-year-old woman missing from Draperstown has been found in Derry. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with PJ Lynch coming up at about 5:15. First in news, Donegal County Council has formally passed its three-year capital programme after lengthy deliberations earlier today. Concerns had been expressed, particularly in the south of the county, over no flood mitigation works for Donegal Town, maintenance works to small bridges in the area and funding for new builds for both Ballyshannon and Bundoran fire stations. Questions were also asked over Greencastle Harbour, with no provision in the plan to complete works there, while there are also queries over progress on Buncrana Leisure Centre. The plan was proposed by Councillor Kieran Brogan and seconded by Councillor Bernard McGuinness. Councillor Brogan says it's a working document and it's up to the government to come up with a lot of the funding to address some of those outstanding issues.
I think it's important that people see that it's a working document and that it's not just tied down for the 3 years. And I think members will appreciate that. I think it's important that we do get it adopted. But I suppose the capital plan is only a plan. We have to source the funding from national government, and there's many areas that we need additional funding in, and the whole area of roads, of course, housing, you've piers and harbours that's talked about here, and some of the smaller projects as well. But I think it's important that there is a working document there that we as a council can work our way through. And there's a lot of good proposals in that project, some that I've been working on now for some time and other members of the council. So it's an innovative plan. I think there's many areas covered in it. And so hopefully now, in particular for the new elected members, that they know exactly that it's not just tied, that can come forward with proposals the next month or so. There's many challenges in it. But I think national government needs to come forward now and give us a lot of the funding that we need in Donegal here. And I'm confident that we as a council will work our way through this plan.
Because a lot of the issues raised by public representatives here today, they're not really in the council's remit as so far as that they need that funding from government. Are you confident that going forward in the next couple of years that maybe that some of these concerns will be addressed?
Well, you see, unfortunately, many of them have been in the council's plan and for some time. We haven't got them funding nationally. So there's many areas that we need to go to government and seek their support on and get the funding in place, because there's no point in having a plan if we don't get the funding.
Meanwhile, Donal Kelly says today is a day of mixed emotions. It comes as he has been officially co-opted onto Donegal County Council to replace his son, Manus Kelly, who died while participating in the Donegal International Rally earlier this year. Speaking in Lifford earlier today, Councillor Kelly, who will now serve in the Letterkenny Municipal District, said his goal going forward is to fulfil Manus's wishes.
Very mixed emotions today, and a hard seat to fill. My son, Manus, but a great politician, honoured to be able to take over his seat, but also a great son. Praise God that I'll take up the duties and do my best to follow all the work that he had lined up to be done. I'm out here to work. I'm out to help the people. Anybody that needs any help, feel free to ring me at any time. I'm here to work.
Was it a big decision for you, Donal?
Yeah, well, it was a big decision, and it wasn't, because me and my son, we had a great campaign with a lot of good people behind us. We worked hard together and we met a lot of people. I want to represent the people that just looked after him and do the best I can.
He did have such a lot of things that he wanted to do. You mentioned there earlier that it's your wish now to fulfil them. Do you take solace in that's your goal now?
Yeah, well, that's my goal, to do the what the people asked for when me and him was knocking on their doors, and other canvassers for us as well. It's my goal to try and do what I can for the people that's looking for small and large things done. I'll be very happy to try and fulfil his wishes and my own wishes as well, and what we promised him.
Letterkenny University Hospital has one of the lowest rates in meeting ambulance turnaround time targets in the country. The figures released by Fianna Fáil reveal that in September this year, HICWA's turnaround target of 20 minutes was only met 9% of the time, and the HSE's target of 30 minutes was met in 30% of cases. Trish Lafferty has more.
The health watchdog HICWA says patients should be handed over to emergency department staff by ambulance personnel within 20 minutes. In September of this year, that target was only met in 9% of call-outs to Letterkenny University Hospital, down 1.8% compared to figures for the same period in 2017, when 10.8% of ambulances met the 20-minute target. Meanwhile, patients were handed over to staff at the hospital in the HSE's target of 30 minutes in 30% of call-outs during September 2019, down 5.5% compared to September 2 years ago. The rural-urban divide is evident in the figures released by Fianna Fáil, as it shows the return Hospital Dublin hit the 20-minute target set by HICWA in 60% of cases.
A lorry driver who's accused of the manslaughter of 39 people found in a truck in Essex in the UK has admitted plotting to assist illegal immigration. 25-year-old Mo Robinson from Craigavon in County Armagh appeared before the Old Bailey in London earlier today. Laura Donnelly reports.
On October 23rd, the bodies of 31 men and 8 women were found in the back of a lorry at an industrial estate in Grays in Essex. The group of Vietnamese nationals, including 2 boys aged just 15, were discovered after the vehicle arrived in the UK from Belgium. A short time later, police arrested Morris Mo Robinson in Essex. His cab was attached to the trailer in which the group of people died. Sky's Katie Spencer was in court today. She says he's only accepted 2 of the charges against him.
Because we are at such an early stage, those 39 counts of manslaughter that Mo Robinson is facing, we didn't have a plea from him entered today, as the prosecution and the defence both want to further digest the material that will be presented as part of this case.
The defendant was remanded into custody until a further hearing on December 13th. Another man from Armagh is also due in court today in connection with the deaths. 23-year-old Christopher Kennedy of Corkley Road in Darkley was arrested in Buckinghamshire on Friday.
The vehicle belonging to a 42-year-old woman missing from Drooperstown has been found in Derry. Helena McElhennan is described as being 5'4" in height, of a medium build, with short dark hair, and is possibly wearing a maroon-coloured cardigan or long brown dress. She was last seen in her black Mitsubishi Warrior vehicle yesterday morning at around 10:30, which was located at the lay-by close to the Foyle Bridge in the Cityside area of Derry at around the same time. Prior to that, Helena was seen in the Drooperstown area around 9:30, heading towards the city. Police say they are becoming increasingly concerned for her welfare and are appealing to anyone who was walking or driving along the Foyle Bridge yesterday morning who may have seen Helena or her vehicle in the area to contact police on 101. The results of the 2019 National Inpatient Experience Survey have been published, with 84% of patients saying they had a good or very good experience at Letterkenny University Hospital. That was in line with the national average. A number of concerns were identified, particularly in terms of waiting times. Greg Hughes has more.
771 of the people who were discharged from Letterkenny University Hospital during May of this year were invited to participate in the survey. 335 people completed the survey, a response rate of 44%. 47% of participants were male, 53% were female. Among the issues raised were insufficient time to discuss treatment and lack of involvement in care. Inevitably, waiting times were also an issue. 273 respondents, over 81%, said that their stay in hospital was due to an emergency. 101 of them, 39%, say they were admitted to a ward within 6 hours of arriving at the emergency department. 144, or 55%, reported waiting between 6 and 24 hours, and 15 respondents, 6%, said they waited 24 hours or more. Rachel Flynn, the director of the National Care Experience Programme, says waiting times in Irish hospitals are now a year round problem.
Obviously, waiting times impacts on quality and safety, and it's much higher than the target set by the HSE. So they're well aware that patients are waiting longer than they should be in the emergency department. It also seems to be a year round problem. So May was this, it was when this survey was conducted, but waiting times now, it isn't just the winter time, it's 12 months of the year.
In its response, the hospital says there is a continuous focus on reducing the number of patients on trolleys in line with HSE target times. Management also say an assistant director of nursing is working full-time on improving patient flow. Links to the full report and the hospital's response can be accessed on our website, highlandradio.com. The Transport Minister has denied there will be an all-out war within the Cabinet over his plans for speeding fines. Shane Ross wants to introduce new laws which would see people fined depending on how far they are over the speed limit. The plans are due to come before Cabinet tomorrow, but some rural ministers are reportedly planning to block the changes. Minister Ross says he has no knowledge of that.
I'm not privy to the plot, obviously, and not a single minister nor a rural TD has approached me on this issue at all. Every time that you have road traffic legislation, you obviously have a very brisk discussion and there are differences in all parties about it. I think that's the case. I don't think there's going to be a need for any sort of war.
Irish Water is being urged to ensure the construction of the new Fulcarra wastewater treatment plant commences as quickly as possible and that upgrades to the local surge scheme are expedited. Senator Brian O'Donnell says the existing surge works consist of primary treatment only and the EPA has been critical about the level of untreated water being pumped into Ballynass Bay every day. Senator O'Donnell says it's vital the work begins as quickly as possible.
Irish Water informed me that there's the equivalent of 1,300 wheelie bins of inappropriate water going out into the Ballynass Bay on a daily basis. It's also curtailing economic and social development in the greater Fulcarra area. Irish Water have a planning application currently in with Donegal County Council. They hope construction can begin in the first half of 2020 and that the construction would last approximately 18 months and that it would be completed before the third quarter approximately of 2021. Absolutely, and not just the business community but also the general population in the area, because Irish Water are involved, as you say, in both investments. Of course, the water situation is more apparent because people without water, you see and feel it immediately when your tap is off. And I do welcome the investment. Some people would argue, and rightly so, that it's long overdue. It is, but the water situation is being repaired. But of course, people even in recent days were still without water while that work is being undertaken. So we hope that while the water situation will be resolved in the coming weeks or months, that the sewerage issue then can be addressed and dealt with. And my job as a local public representative working with other representatives is to keep the pressure on Irish Water to make sure that the priority that they're giving to the area continues and that the groundworks or the spade is put into the ground to start work on the sewerage scheme as quickly as possible thereafter.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Donegal Nevis GAA range. Shop in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
And it's 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with athletics, and two North West athletes have been selected for the European Cross Country Championships, which take place on the 8th of December in Portugal. Inishowen AC's Sarah Kelly will be part of the Irish contingent heading to the championships in Lisbon as part of the women's under 20 team. Conor Bradley, who runs out of City or Derry Spartans AC, will compete in the senior men's event. Fionnuala McCormack of Kilcool will lead the Irish team at the championships. It'll be the 35-year-old's 16th appearance at those championships, and her sister Una Britton will also represent Ireland at senior level, as well as Kira McGeehan. Staying with athletics, and Zara Hyde-Peters will no longer be taking up the role of chief executive at UK Athletics. The governing body held an emergency meeting yesterday after a report in The Times claimed she allowed her husband to coach at an athletics club. That's despite him being banned from teaching PE for an inappropriate relationship with a 15-year-old schoolgirl. In soccer, new Tottenham manager Jose Mourinho isn't getting beyond getting out of their Champions League group. Last season's beaten finalists will reach the knockout stage if they beat Olympiacos at home tomorrow night, and Mourinho wants his players to remain focused until the job is done.
I think one of the reasons why my teams were never out in the group phase was exactly because we always thought about the group phase, and we never thought about what could happen after the group phase. 2 matches to qualify, and that needs to be our focus.
Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola says Sergio Aguero will miss the Manchester Derby next month. Aguero picked up a muscular injury in Saturday's 2-1 win over Chelsea that is likely to rule him out for a few weeks. And Guardiola said today that the December 7th clash with Manchester United will come too soon for him. There's one game in the Premier League this evening. Newly promoted Aston Villa are just 1 point above the relegation spots, heading into their home tie against Newcastle United. It's an 8 p.m. kickoff at Villa Park. In Gaelic games, Mark McHugh has joined the Fermanagh under-17 backroom team as a coach for next year. The talented Kilcarman and former All-Star will link up with Fermanagh boss Maurice McLaughlin, who hails from Donegal, in a new role that will see him come face-to-face with his native Donegal in the opening round of the Ulster Minor League. Limerick intercounty hurler Richie McCarthy has announced his retirement from John Kiely's senior panel. The 32-year-old made his senior debut for the Treaty County back in 2011 and picked up an All-Star award in 2013 as a full-back. He was also part of the Limerick panel that famously won the All-Ireland in 2018 and departs with two Munster medals and a National League title to his name. Boxing now, and Jason Quigley is looking to bounce back to winning ways on December 5th when he fights a Mexican, Abraham Cordeo, in California. The bout will mark Quigley's first fight since his first professional defeat and will also be the Donegal man's first fight under new coach Andy Lee. The middleweight aims to end 2019 on a high note and earn his way to a world title shot.
He's a good operator, you know, he has 20 fights with only 4 losses. So he's coming in here with a good record, you know. I'm looking forward to getting in there against a lad with a winning record, with a good record behind him. A lot of fighters after defeats take guys with losing records and get in there and knock a guy out, say, one or two rounds, which, you know, won't benefit me in any way. My key focus is myself right now, making sure that I get into that ring fully fit, fully ready, fully prepared, and everything's going to plan so far. I'm looking forward to getting in, putting in a good performance, putting on a good show, getting that victory, moving in, having a good Christmas, and pushing into 2020 back to getting that world title shot.
And finally, in rugby, Fergus McFadden is back in training with Leinster ahead of this Saturday's Guinness Pro 14 match away to Glasgow. The 33-year-old returned to training last week and will look to increase his workload throughout the week. Centres John Tomain and Rory O'Loughlin are also set to train more this week as they recover from hamstring and shoulder injuries, respectively. That's all your sports news here on Highland Radio this evening. Your next local sports update is after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. But for now, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, PJ. And we're turning to some news. The government is being called on to ensure children in emergency direct provision have access to education services. It's after News Talk learned up to 30 children staying at the M Hotel in Carrickmacross had not been attending school for 2 months. They're among 100 asylum seekers staying at the hotel in County Monaghan. Fianna Fáil's education spokesperson Thomas Byrne says missing school can have long-term consequences for children.
Their long-term educational attainment is actually damaged by the displacement. So there's no doubt that children in direct provision who don't get their education in accordance with their legal rights to get that education are going to be damaged educationally for the rest of their lives, and that cannot be allowed to stand.
24 Donegal schools have been included in the 2020 summer work scheme announced by Education Minister Joe McHugh. €30 million package has been confirmed for a total of 405 schools nationwide to upgrade and improve life safety systems such as fire alarms, emergency lighting and also new surfaces on play areas and car parks. Minister McHugh says the improvements will make an enormous difference to the standard of school facilities.
This is for life safety applications made by schools and also for external works as well in terms of environmental improvement outside the schools. So this is a substantial investment nationally. It's also a very important investment for our own county here, whereby 24 schools, including 3 post-primary schools and the remainder primary schools, to get notification. I know there are other applications outstanding in relation to other infrastructural improvements, but under this fund for this summer, we've selected the important works of life safety, emergency work.
These environmental works, they include a new climate action focus for the summer school scheme and also electric vehicle charging points in schools.
What we're doing here is we're future-proofing climate action commitments that we've given as a collective government, and what we will like to see and will see happening here is that when schools are doing, say, car parks or even playground tarmacadam work, they will be required to put in ducting for future-proofing the electrification of cars and charging points. So we'll be keeping a very close eye on how we can continue to improve that future-proofing around climate action. So the works will entail that in the funding just announced today.
The North West Greenway Network has launched a Light Your Bike campaign. The initiative commences on December the 3rd with three bike light giveaway sessions organised for Donegal, Strabane and Derry. Active Travel Officer Emma Hager says lights are essential for both cyclists and walkers, particularly in rural areas.
As we've come into the winter, we want to encourage people to continue to ride their bicycles, whether for commuting or just popping down to the shops. But part of that is about making sure that the bikes are lit up well in the darker evenings and the mornings. So we want to promote getting on your bike, making sure that you're well lit up. And part of that, we are going to give away some free lights to people.
And these light giveaway events have been organised for the beginning of December throughout Derry, Strabane and Donegal.
That's correct, yeah. We wanted to, we're not a big team, there's only a couple of us, so we just wanted to try and get out into sort of a few locations that we could do and just sort of be a bit visible so that people will come and find us. And it's just a small set of lights, but they're really handy for, you know, as a spare set or just a bit of extra lighting for your bike. And also, if there are people that walk regularly, they can be quite handy for them as well.
And as you say, with the dark evenings, particularly in rural parts of the Northwest, it's very difficult to see cyclists and walkers as well. So it's vital that they come on board with this.
It is. And I mean, it is a legal requirement in both Ireland and the UK to have lights on your bike. You should have a white light at the front and a red light at the back, and you know, you wouldn't drive your car without putting your headlights on. So we're kind of saying the same thing. If you're out on your bike, you know, make sure you've got a good set of lights. You want to be seen, and also you might want to be able to see as well.
Weather now continuing cloudy and misty in places tonight with some scattered showers. Lowest temperatures of 5 to 7 degrees and light to moderate, mainly south easterly breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Donegal County Council has formally passed its three-year capital programme after lengthy deliberations earlier today. Concerns had been expressed, particularly in the south of the county, over no flood mitigation works for Donegal Town, maintenance works to small bridges in the area and funding for new builds for both Ballyshannon and Bundoran fire stations. Meanwhile, Donald Kelly says today is a day of mixed emotions. It comes as he has been officially co-opted onto Donegal County Council to replace his son Manus Kelly, who died while participating in the Donegal International Rally earlier this year. Letterkenny University Hospital has one of the lowest rates in meeting ambulance turnaround time targets in the country. The figures released by Fianna Fáil reveal that in September this year, HICWA's turnaround target of 20 minutes was only met 9% of the time, and the HSE's target of 30 minutes was met in 30% of cases. And the vehicle belonging to a 42-year-old woman missing from Draperstown has been found in Derry. Police say they are becoming increasingly concerned for Helena McElhenney Hearn's welfare and are appealing to anyone who was walking or driving along the Foyle Bridge yesterday morning who may have seen her or her vehicle in the area to contact police. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice says for this Monday evening, November the 25th. The death has taken place of Betty Doherty, Foyle View, Ballynally, Moville. Removed from the Nazareth House Fawn this evening at 6 o'clock, going to her home. Funeral arrangements should be confirmed later. The death has taken place of James McGrory, 7 Brookdale Crescent, Buncrana. His remains will be reposing at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Remains leaving his late residence on Wednesday morning at 10:15, going to the Star of the Sea Church, Desert Tegney, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Connor Piper McLaughlin, 12 Ballymacool Terrace, Letterkenny, and formerly 50 Lower Main Street, Letterkenny. Connor's remains will repose at his sister Sinead's home at 8 Woodlands Park, Lisnen in Letterkenny, from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock in St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with interment afterwards to Conwall Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Rosary nightly at 10 o'clock. The death has taken place of Hugh Anthony McElhinney, Cooley, Moville. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Pius X Church, Moville, followed by burial in Ballybrack Graveyard. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, or if desired, donations to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of any family member or Liam Collins, funeral director. The death has taken place of Paddy Carr, Rose Cottage, Mount Southwell, Letterkenny. Paddy's remains will repose at his late residence until 10 o'clock tonight with rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers if desired to the Donegal Hospice care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Brian Gately, Carolina Boncrana. Remains will repose at McLaughlin's Funeral Home Boncrana from 7 o'clock this evening until 9 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 10, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Nazareth House Fawn.